The wetlands in El Condado, Jane. The riverside vegetation. The river basin that traverses the area of El Condado, Jane is large and vast, with rivers such as the Guadalimar, Guadalian, Garizas, Manas or Despeñaperros, that all flow into the right bank of the Guadalquivir. And all along them, we can view the riverside vegetation. The riparian vegetation depends mainly on the level of humidity in the soil. The track that the course of the river follows, with its humidity, determines its distribution. The vegetation is set out in parallel, like a corridor, to both sides of the riverbed as per its humidity requirements and its resistance to flooding. This is what is known as a gallery forest. Distribution of the main species making up the gallery forest. 0. Marsh plant corridor Luncus sp. Serpis sp. Thypha sp. 1. Willow Salix alba. 2. Alder tree Alnus. 3. Poplar or black poplar Populus alba, nigra. 4. Ash Phroxenus angustifolia. 5. Elm ulmus minor. 6. Hackberry celtis australis. Hence the appearance of the regional climate vegetation represented by oaks, sclerophyll vegetation that has adapted to the dryness of the summer. Lagoons. The marshlands in this area are defined by their high biological diversity that has adapted to the seasonal hydrography, creating an ecological setting of great importance at European level. The Perales Lagoon, the Pernosa Lagoon and the Sant Esteban Lagoon, all on their way to being legally protected. During the spring months following the winter flooding, these lagoons have a sheet of shallow water in which helophytic vegetation grows, and where the reeds Eleotris palustris and Serpis maritimus dominate. The free waters are colonized by subaquatic formations of diverse species of pool dwellers, some of them unique to this province. Among them, we can find communities of Ranunculus peltatus peltatus and Calatrici brucia that cover the water surface with multiple white flowers. Surface pools such as those we can find here are an important reproduction area for various species of amphibians and, more particularly, for the threatened common parsley frog Pelodytes punctatus, as well as being a nexus between the distribution areas of amphibians in Sierra Morena and the mountain ranges of Caserla, Segura and Las Villas. And worthy of mention are the aquatic birds on both their migrations as well as for reproduction purposes, as is the case of the endangered little-ringed plover Charadrius dubius, the pied avocet recurvir Ostra avocetta and the black-winged stilt and common stilt Hymenopus hymantopus. Reservoirs, artificial wetlands. The reservoirs of El Condado Fernandina, Garibale, Denny Adder, Guadalmina, Guadalian and Garibale are an important part of the ecosystem as regards the bird life in this area. For example, the Guadalian Reservoir harbors on its shores the most important colony of grey herons in the province of Jaén. The grey heron Ardea cinerea, a species catalogued as pertaining to a special interest group, has a long neck and long legs that allow it to wade in marshes and other shallow waters to capture its prey. At the Guadalian Reservoir, the herons find the best possible levels of humidity and vegetation, it is their optimum habitat. This colony, with more than 40 nests, is installed on an island in the reservoir, covered in great part by Tamarisk tamarix africana.